Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for you to get out the vote, to say the least. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. It all continues now. It is a Tuesday. Everybody wants to get out and vote. And, you know, a lot of people basically, you got three camps. You got the Democrats, you got the Republicans, and then you got the folks that want to be critical of everybody going on. And that's kind of an interesting dynamic. You got the Patriots that just, they think the whole world's going to heck in a handbasket and there's no solutions. And sadly, I find myself to some degree in both camps, a little bit of Republican, a little bit of there's no hope for America. But then I find myself kind of blending the two and saying, hey, you know what? America's the greatest country on the face of the earth. And even though we got a lot of problems, there's a lot of good going on as well. Our guest, Patrick Simmons, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
All right. Now, there's a guy named Paul Nehlen, and he has predictions. He says that, hey, man, you know what? The Republicans are going to rock. Come Wednesday morning, the House is going to have 250 Republicans to 185 Democrats in the House. In the Senate, it's going to be 54 Republicans to 46 Democrats, and they're going to gain seats in the House and in the Senate. And there's a the pollsters just aren't honest, and there's a big, massive Trump suppressed vote, if you will. What do you say to that, Patrick?
Well, you know, I'm not much for predictions. Certainly, I think, you know, we've seen the pollsters get it pretty wrong, you know, certainly 2 years ago. So it wouldn't surprise me if that's what happened.
They have an agenda is the problem. And the problem is, instead of doing their very best to get to the truth, to see what's really going on and get their finger on the pulse of America, they want to promote their agenda and try to be the gatekeepers and decide what the case will be in America. And I think that's where they missed the boat. I'm not big on predictions either, but I think Paul Nehlen's right. I don't know about the numbers that he gives, but I do know that I think that the Republicans are going to do way better than the press has been giving credit for. And the reason I say that is, look, the mainstream press has been 90% negative towards Donald Trump ever since he took the escalator down and said, I'm running. They've been 90% negative, at least on him, without fail. They're not honest and fair and open trying to get to the truth. They're trying to paint the picture to their own agenda. Chris, Utah, you're on the radio.
Yeah.
So what do you think of Paul Nehlen's predictions?
Paul Nehlen, what did he predict again? That Trump would not last until the end of his term?
No. Paul Nehlen is predicting that the Republicans are going to do way better than we're told, that they're going to have 250 Republican seats come tomorrow versus 185 in the House for the Democrats and 54 senators to 46. So 54 of them Republican to the 46 Democrat. He's predicting that the Republicans gain seats in both the House and the Senate.
Yes, unfortunately, I do agree with him, and here's why I say unfortunately. The powers that be, the international bankers, will affect an economic downturn starting sometime next year. And who's going to be accredited with that? It will be Mr. Trump and his Republican majority in the House and the Senate. So that's why I predict that there will not be a blue wave. There will be a red wave.
All right, so you're predicting the Republicans do very well in this midterm election, then they're going to turn the economy south come 2020, and they're going to blame it all on the Donald and his backed Republicans.
Yes.
All right. Any final quick thoughts, then we'll let you fly so we can go to our guest.
Okay, and I apologize. I didn't know you had a guest, Sam. Happy Selection Day. Today's the day that we get to choose from two pre-selected candidates who are vetted according to their willingness to turn their backs on our God-inspired Constitution. But at least we have a choice. Thank you.
Well, he's got a valid point to some degree.
Great
there.
Point. Good job,
amen.
Chris.
All right, so Patrick, what do you say to that? I bring all this up primarily because I know right to work is kind of a front and center discussion here. This will either double down and really make right to work sing, or it'll be a turn against right to work like you've never seen before.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're looking, and the National Right to Work Committee, which of course does lobbying and works with Congress trying to pass the National Right to Work Act, first and foremost, and some other bills that would advance the cause of worker freedom and reduce forced unionism and all the powers that union boss has been granted over workers. I mean, we're looking at certain Senate races in particular that could be decisive in terms of, you know, whether the National Right to Work Act makes advances next term and maybe, you know, gets past the filibuster and can actually get a National Right to Work Act to Donald Trump's desk, potentially, depending on how the House goes, or whether we are playing defense against Democrats who want to abolish all right to work laws, wipe out freedom for workers and that type of thing. So, you know, there's a number of races where we've got some pretty clear contrast there. And so those are some of the things we're looking at. That's, you know, Arizona and Florida, Indiana, Missouri, North Dakota, a few other races that I think where we've got, you know, one candidate who's said they're 100% for right to work, against forced unionism, and then another candidate who has a track record that's the opposite.
All right. I know it's one of the things that your organization does is they don't really pick Republican or Democrat or pick sides there. It's more based on principle and based on, hey, your goal is to help right to work be successful and give people a chance to represent themselves and to choose what they want, not be forced into either financial support for unions and or forced into backing unions, etc. I mean, that's kind of the focus you have. But I really believe this is going to have a big telltale. Either Donald Trump, if the Democrats win big time, he's going to be shut down and kind of a, I don't want to call it a lame duck, but, you know, that kind of an idea. They're going to press their advantage all the way. Where on the other hand, if Donald Trump does very well right now, it might be an opportunity to really move the needle on right to work and a chance of a lifetime.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, that's true. And like I said, that's why, you know, there's some of these races where we're really looking, we're seeing a contrast. And we, the National Right to Work Committee does every year, or every election year, they do a candidate survey. They ask all the candidates for every federal office where they stand, 9 questions. First and foremost is about the National Right to Work Act. And, you know, would you, if elected, I have it in front of me, if elected, will you co-sponsor and seek roll call votes on legislation to repeal the provisions in federal law which authorize compulsory union dues?
Without question, the answer is yes, sir.
Right, and the answer is yes. A number of candidates have come out and said that, and we're telling people about that, a lot of people haven't. So, you know, we can...
In some of these critical races, who said yes and who's clearly either not answered or said no?
Yeah, so, I mean, we can talk about Arizona. Martha McSally has said yes. Sinema, the Democrat, she is not, and she has a bad record from the House. Got a lot of big labor money in recent years. In Florida, the Senate race there, incumbent Bill Nelson refuses to answer, has voted for various forced union expansions in the past, whereas Rick Scott has replied 100% in favor of right to work. So, you know, those are a couple ones. The Indiana race, Mike Braun challenging Joe Donnelly. Mike Braun, 100% for right to work. Joe Donnelly, not. Heidi Heitkamp has opposed national right to work, whereas her opponent, Kevin Cramer, 100% for right to work. So those are some of the big races we're looking at.
Let's double down in Missouri.
Yeah, Missouri is a big one. And, you know, Claire McCaskill has supported all sorts of bad bills. And we need, you know, we need to make sure that that she's not, you know, able to vote for more forced unionism going forward. And so.
Yeah, Claire has really made a living out of betraying the people behind the scenes, but pretending to be kind of very moderate, very, you know, hey, I stand for what's right. She's been exposed, and now it's time to call a spade a spade. She has not voted with right to work at all.
No, that's right. She's been opposed to giving workers the freedom of choice when it comes to whether or not to support a union. And yeah, like you said, those videos, I mean, I think that is a lot of what you see. You know, she acts one way in the state. And, you know, of course, we know right to work is popular. And so she probably avoids the issue in the state. But when she's in the Senate, she's a reliable vote for big labor and big labor's power. and big labor's power, particularly over workers and able to force workers. So a very clear contrast there in Missouri.
All right. I have not been for Mitt Romney in the state of Utah. He's kind of a shoo-in candidate. It's been not a very controversial campaign. Orrin Hatch basically anointed Mitt Romney, and it's kind of been a shoo-in ever since. It's sad to say Mitt Romney's kind of sideways with Trump half the time and best friends with Trump the other half. Very concerning. But has Mitt Romney filled out your survey?
He hasn't. He hasn't this time. I think he did fill one out when he was running for president. You know, maybe because, like you said, he's sort of been given the easy path to office there, it looks like. I think, you know, they may have decided not to answer these types of surveys, which is unfortunate. But it's not a case where we can actively tell our people that we've got the contrast between the two people running. So.
Well, we do have a little bit of history, though, from him. He's ran for president. He filled it out then. He's been a governor of Massachusetts, so we should have a pretty good track record of where he stands. Where does he stand on this? Any idea?
Like I said, you know, he's when he was running for president and he wanted to win the Republican nomination, he came out for right to work. You know, in Massachusetts, I would have to go back and look at his record, but I suppose it might be a little more mixed there. But I think, you know, being from Utah, a strong right to work state, it would be very dangerous for him to do anything but be in favor of right to work if he were to win that seat.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, quick pause. Patrick Simmons with us, righttowork.org. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, Patrick Simmons riding shotgun today. We're talking about righttowork.org, doing a great job. And what I find sad a little bit, I know the elections are important, but they suck all the oxygen out of the room and nobody can talk about anything else for like weeks before and whatever. And it's really hard to deal with the news the networks refuse to use and really hard to deal with, in my opinion, things that are really worthy of focusing on. What else ought we ought to know about right to work? Things happen. Concurrently, I know that everyone kind of is under this illusion that somehow, hey, everything stops while the election goes, then we'll get back to life. It isn't true, Patrick.
Yeah, it doesn't stop for us, not especially at the National Right to Work Foundation. Our attorneys have been very busy lately Of course, as you and I have talked about, in June we got the Janus v. AFSCME Supreme Court decision. For the first time, the Supreme Court ruled that forced fees for public sector workers, for teachers, police officers, firefighters, other public employees, violate the First Amendment. So this makes all public sector workers have the protections of right to work. They can pay if they want to, but they can't be forced, and they can't be fired for not paying. Now, the Supreme Court rules that's supposed to be the law of the land on that issue, but of course, we know that unions and some of their allies in various state capitals are not going along with this. And so we've had to file, I think at this point, we're up to 16 ongoing cases, and we expect more to be filed that are basically enforcing what the Janus decision said. And so we just filed one recently in New Jersey. We've had others all across the country, a number in California, Ohio, Pennsylvania, just all around, and we're trying to enforce this right, because what we're
finding... Yeah, it's amazing how you can win in the courts, but it means nothing unless you literally battle to force them to obey it. I mean, it's amazing in America. I think those criminals ought to all be locked up if they don't obey the rulings when they come out, as opposed to undermining them.
Yeah, and so the New Jersey case is particularly egregious. The state legislature passed a law there that said, well, you know, if the Supreme Court rules in Janus the way that they ended up ruling and the way everyone sort of expected, their law says, well, okay, these teachers and other public employees, they are allowed to exercise their rights under Janus, but only 10 days a year. This is the state of New Jersey saying that the First Amendment only applies 10 days a year, and the other 355 days, they don't have any First Amendment rights. This is, of course, an egregious violation of First Amendment rights. And so we had a couple teachers come to us. They wanted to get out. They learned about Janus. They had been union members. And they said, well, now that I have this choice, this freedom, I want to exercise it. And the school district and the union said, no, you have to wait until 10 days a year when you can do it. And until then, you're stuck paying dues to us. And this is, like I said, a very clear violation of what the Supreme Court said in the Janus case. The Supreme Court said any dues taken without a worker's consent violates their rights. And yet we have New Jersey and the New Jersey Teachers Union violating this. And so this was one of the many cases we've had to file recently. This was just filed a couple days ago. And so we're seeing this all around the country. Unfortunately, unions think that the First Amendment doesn't apply to them and the Supreme Court doesn't apply to them. And so we're having to file enforcement actions to force them to comply.
So behind the scenes, there's all kinds of reality checks that need to happen and we need to report about on the radio. I believe that if the Republicans do well, and my guess is they're going to do way better than they've been told, by the way. I'm not a prophet or I don't predict. I just, you know, my opinion is, hey, you're going to have a suppressed vote coming out in big time support of the Trumpster and crew. All I can tell you, though, is I hope when that gets done and all said and done, I really hope that Donald Trump and Rand Paul and others really double down on this right to work issue. It's time to pass national right to work. And I think between 2018 midterms and 2020, we have a real opportunity to get that done, Patrick.
Well, I hope, and certainly if things go, you know, with the House and like the prediction you're talking earlier, that go a lot better than a lot of the sort of polls and mainstream media seem to imply is likely, then I think, yes, you're absolutely going to have a real chance of not just forcing it as an issue, but even passage. And that would be a huge step forward. And like, you know, you and I have talked about, right to work doesn't stop anyone from joining a union if they want to. It's about protecting them from being forced and coerced into joining a union and paying money to a union. And giving workers that choice is something that's very popular, and it's the kind of issue that would be perfect for Trump, because it really takes on the establishment. I mean, the reason union bosses have been able to prevent the National Right to Work Act from passing isn't because they have the people. You know, the polls show 70-80% of Americans supporting right to work. It's because they pass so much money around, and they pass that money around that's collected, much of it from the very forced dues that they're protecting. So it's a a protection racket that has kept them with the powers that they have over workers. And breaking that down, I think, would be the perfect example of draining the swamp.
The pro-choice folks are around when the issue's pro-death, but when it comes to choice on other issues, they're just simply not there, are they, Patrick?
No, certainly not when it comes to choice. If that means taking away power from the union bosses who spend, you know, millions and billions of dollars on politics and lobbying. I mean, one of the things we know, and we won't know the full picture probably till sometime next year, but every 2 years we pull all the reports that labor unions are required to file, election reports, but also the reports they file with the Department of Labor. We get pretty close to $2 billion an election cycle in just self-reported money that they spend on politics and lobbying. So we're talking about the biggest, if not the biggest, one of the biggest players in all of politics. And like I said, they do a lot of that with other people's money, including money that from workers who would be fired if they didn't pay. And that's ultimately the problem.
All right. What do you think is the final note for us to take away today?
Well, I mean, we talked about the election, of course, and everyone needs to get out and vote and do their part there. But there's a lot going on, and we're going to be pushing some things that the Trump Labor Board, the Trump administration can do. And I think we're going to be talking about a lot of that after the election, some executive action on the right to work issue. Of course, passage through Congress of the National Right to Work Act will be the best solution. But there are some other things that can get done as well. And we're looking forward to making that an issue in the coming months.
And setting aside the national stage for a second, things are going on at the state level too, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we're going to be watching a lot of these states, of course. You know, that's where a lot of the advances have been in the previous years. And, you know, the Obama administration, for as bad as those years were on the federal level in terms of getting positive change done on the right to work issue, that was when we saw a flurry of states adopting right to work, you know, starting with Indiana, then Wisconsin, Michigan, Kentucky, West Virginia. I mean, that's and so, of course, looking at what's happening in those state races is going to be important to making sure that we keep all the right to work laws that we have, and then looking for new opportunities to spread to additional states.
I think people didn't realize how hostile this was and how in-your-face things really were until Barack kind of went for broke on a lot of these things. Then I think a lot of Americans woke up and went, wait a minute, you know what? I'm for pro-choice on many issues, but I'm not for pro-death. I am for the right to work. I'm not for forcing people to join unions. You know what? If people want to join a union, fine, but I'm not for forcing them to do so. And I think people really saw a sea change in terms of what the real agenda was under some of these people. And I think they've kind of shifted very conservative. The pendulum has swung towards more, wait a minute, hold on. What do you think, Patrick?
Well, I think that's right. I mean, in terms of general polling on the issue, the people have always been very pro-right to work, freedom of choice. But in terms of where that issue may rank in terms of, you know, all the things people care about, I do think that the aggressiveness of the Obama administration in paying back the union bosses that helped get him elected really did turn a lot of people's heads and made them care more about this issue than maybe they had in the past. I mean, one of the examples is the National Labor Relations Board. You know, this is an issue we've been talking about and following for a long time, but, you know, a lot of people didn't really, it's very complicated. It's just, you know, it's something over in Washington, D.C., and they issue rulings. No one really paid attention until the Barack Obama Labor Board filed a complaint against Boeing in 2010, and they tried to shut down a giant billion-dollar plant in South Carolina because it was placed in a right-to-work state. And I think that really opened a lot of people's eyes.
Amen to that. Godspeed, sir. Thank you, Patrick Simmons. Keep up the great work, sir.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
Righttowork.org. Patrick Simmons doing a great job as always. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Get out and vote, people.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie. Lie, lie, and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I guess during a rally last night, there was some trouble, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. You know, during the president's rally there in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, a woman collapsed. I don't, you know, they don't really give any details as to why. I assume, you know, I mean, sometimes that just happens. But the headline from Breitbart says, supporters sing Amazing Grace after woman collapses during Trump rally. Says the president paused his final campaign rally. He said, is there a doctor in the house? He's waiting. He said that, waiting for the supporter to get medical attention. I guess he paused the rally for 6 minutes while he waited for medical staff to attend to the woman. Don't rush, he said. That's one of our great people there. Say a little prayer. Supporters responded by singing the hymn Amazing Grace while medical staff took the supporter out on a stretcher. I want to just thank everybody. That was beautiful, President Trump said after that. Hopefully she'll be okay, he said.
There they are, ladies and gentlemen. of people there, ladies and gentlemen. So a Trump supporter falls ill. Donald Trump stops his rally. The people sing Amazing Grace. Kurt, it's interesting. We sung Amazing Grace as we stood in front of the house of the Hammonds. Stephen Dwight Hammond. Dwight and his wife were out there. We gave them hugs and shook their hands and told them we'd never give up until they got out of prison because the government was so out of control. And we sang Amazing Grace there, and now they're singing Amazing Grace here. They try to paint us all as violent, Kurt, but I think that the reality testifies differently, Kurt.
Well, that's what I was wondering if that would make you think of that. That was a great time. And
I'll never forget that, by the way.
And, you know, this points out, you know, I mean, the song, I Was Blind and Now I See, you know, that kind of thing, you know, that could fit so well into this situation. If you understand America's, the necessity of freedom here in America, not just so people can have a job and buy things and stuff like that, but so that the human being can have freedom, can try for the best, can protect and, you know, love their neighbors and that kind of thing, and be free from, well, tyrants and that kind of thing, not only is important for America, but for the whole world, Sam.
And free from this hostility that seems to be permeating everywhere.
That's right.
Okay, there was no hostility there. The people were, nobody complained about waiting while the stretcher came to get that lady or whatever, and everybody was happy and cheerful and just, you know what? Donald was gracious. Now, I think that's what we want to see more of, Kurt.
Yep, good point.
Now, are we allowed to say that? I mean, can we really do that and stuff like that?
Well,
because when we do, I don't think it gets highlighted. Is the mainstream press talking all day about how Amazing Grace was sung? Well, you know, hey. I didn't see it
anywhere on the Drudge Report. I didn't see it even on the WorldNet Daily, but I did, you know, see it there on Breitbart. So,
well, good for the Breitbart folks. Nice, a shout out and a thank you goes to them, and we'll carry the ball and help.
Yeah.
All right. Deja Vu 2016. Poll shows hidden Trump vote. Art Moore, WND.com. Kurt.
Well, and this is where they basically say, look, remember how it was last time when, frankly, there's a lot of people that are very hesitant to say how they're really going to vote. Thank goodness it's a, you know, a secret vote, if you will, that you don't have to say what you're going to do before. They say that a lot of people are doing this whole thing.
Yeah, but who wants to go on a peaceful date with their wife to a restaurant and just get kicked out by some thug that doesn't like your beliefs, Kurt?
Well, that's exactly the point, Sam. And you mentioned the Make America Great Again hats. I mean, yesterday I was there and we got five different types of you know, a nice, well, let's see, is it four? We got a black one, a white one, a camo one, a really nice red one.
Yeah, red one, too. There's
leaf.
Four at least, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I guess they had two batches of red ones on both ends. But anyway, this one young lady, she was probably maybe 20. She was buying a number of gifts for Christmas. And she picked up a hat, and, you know, I know she didn't make a lot about it, but she put it in there with her other items, and, you know, I think typically, Sam...
Did you warn her? Did you say the thugs are going to come unhinged and attack you? Be careful with that. It's like, you know, dangerous to have
the ones who wear those or have the courage to use them, you know, they do it because they're pretty courageous. Sam, the, you know, like it in this story from Art Moore that you mentioned, they say this national telephone and online survey found that 60% of likely Democratic voters said they're more likely to let others know how they intend to vote this year. So they're pretty vocal and kind of in your face about it, which makes it where the other folks that would wear a hat, you know, and that kind of thing are, you know, pretty scared sometimes about doing it, I think, you know, Sam.
Big time. Anyway, Art Moore and WND has been well known for tapping into the truth for a long time, and it goes against the mainstream press. You probably won't even hear about the Deja Vu 2016 poll shows hidden vote for the Donald and, you know, really the Republicans across the board. And I'm not really just famous for talking about the, you know, the Republicans, but, you know, Limbaugh speaking last night says there's an incredible development in 2018, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, you know, he found this pretty interesting, Sam. He says they've found the polling and stuff has found that if you mention this whole immigration thing and the out of control immigration that basically makes it so that you have these criminals breaking our laws and that kind of thing, and these results to the normal Americans are pretty staggering with murder and rape and, you know, that kind of stuff. He says that when people hear that, some of the main voters that the Democrats are trying to keep, well, they change their views. And he said that the Sunday shows were all complaining that President Trump has not been talking about the economy. In other words, Rush's point is they want to get him off the whole immigration thing because they feel like that loses them a lot of votes, and they want to get him talking about the economy.
Well, Kurt, you're right, because even the Mexicans and even people who are of different nationalities and stuff like that who are here legally, and the blacks and all kinds of people, they don't want their jobs stolen by illegals. They don't want to basically use their tax dollars to fund illegal anchor babies and fund, you know, all these illegals and their agenda. They see the violence by a lot of the illegals that come in. It's not all of them by any means, but it's enough of them to be a serious concern. And even the people of different nationalities realize this is not a racial discussion. This is not a we hate Mexicans discussion or anything like that. This is a legal versus illegal discussion. And no matter how hard the mainstream press tries to pervert that reality, people know the truth, Kurt. I don't care what color, what race, what creed, what religion, you know, male or female. People go, you know what? I don't want illegal activity around me and in my neighborhood and at my house and at my work and at the shopping mall that I go to or the grocery store that I go to or the dry clean. I don't want violence and I don't want people breaking the law and I don't want illegal activity around me and I don't want to fund all these, you know, illegals. I just don't want to do that. And they realize that the laws and the system is broken. And so, you know what, whether the mainstream press wants to admit it or not, whether the Democrats want to admit it or not, Donald has tapped into something here. Now, I wish Republicans would do more about it. I get that they're part of the problem, but I also get that that Donald has the side of transparency and truth on his side, or he has that in his quiver, so to speak. I mean, people see it, and I don't care what race somebody is, Kurt, they see it. They don't want illegals running around in the country committing crimes either.
Great point, Sam.
Why Good would work. They? It's dangerous to the family, and they believe in families too. And so people know the truth.
Right.
They absolutely do. Anyway, Limbaugh talks about a credible development in 2018. When we get back, James Dobson chimes in. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
I'm trying to get a hold of the ad that Donald Trump did on immigration, but I can't find it anywhere to get it. I just hear everybody talking about it. Maybe Kirk could send me a link to that dude real quick so I can go ahead and rip it and play it. But everywhere I see top stories, NBC, Fox News pull President Donald Trump's immigration ad. Why would they do that, Kirk? Why would Fox do that? I thought Fox was they report and you decide.
Great point,
Sam. Isn't that
Sam.
The deal?
Good question.
Well, they're not reporting
on
this?
Say. Well, you know, it's just interesting to me that they won't allow that. And it has to do with a guy that I understand basically said he killed cops. And, you know, it's hard-hitting, but...
Yeah, now
know,
the dude wants
true.
Asylum.
It's kind of like the... so many of the, abortion.
They won't run those either.
There.
So they're afraid of the truth. Right. They're afraid of choice. Especially if you make the choice they don't like. Anyway, there you have it. James Dobson's in the news, Kurt.
Well, that's right. And Dr. James Dobson has been doing good stuff for a long time. And the headline from WorldNet Daily by him says, Christians must vote or God help us all. He says, not only can Christians in America vote in the 2018 midterms, not only should they vote, they'd better or God help us all. That's according, they say, to the Christian leader, author, and psychologist James Dobson, earned a PhD from University of Southern California in Child Development, now has more than a dozen other honorary degrees. He said, on Monday, powerful social movements and passions are blowing in the wind, and most of them have dangerous implications for the institution of the family, religious liberty, our children and unborn babies, and the country at large. The ship of state, he continues, on which we are all passengers, is steaming into uncharted waters, and the midterm elections occurring on November 6th, today, by the way, will determine its course for decades to come. Christians must go to the polls and let their voices be heard. Turnout will determine the outcome. What will you do about it? Will you sit out this election? God help us if you and I fail to fulfill our moral responsibility. We, the voters, have it within our power to protect our Constitution, preserve our system of government, and secure the blessings of liberty for us and our posterity. Will you, my brothers and sisters, take 30 minutes to go to the polls? Before doing that, I ask you to become familiar with the issues so you can cast an informed vote. And even before you do that, bow humbly and prayerfully before our merciful Lord and ask Him to guide how you make the choices that appear on the ballot. Do everything you can to influence this election. Anyway, he's pretty to the point, huh, Sam?
Amen to that. How do I get this ad, Kurt? Any idea?
I don't know, Sam.
You know, see, Donald, you know, this is where I think, and I'm not trying to attack anybody, but I'm trying to say, look, Donald needs to make it possible for me to play the ad, okay? So you got Fox who won't play it. They run around and say, we report, you decide. In this case, they're not going to report. I'm willing to report and play the ad for you and let you think. They say that it's too racist. They won't play it. But I'm willing to play it. But see, Kurt, I can't even get a hold of the ad. Right? I got to stop my whole world and double down. I probably can't even vote today because I'll be too busy chasing Donald Trump's ad to be able to play it for you folks. This is what I'm talking about. What's going on around here, Kurt? Now, Dobson says Christians must vote or God help us all. I think it's important to vote. I agree with James Dobson. But I'm just saying I can't get a hold of this ad if I try. Now, Donald Trump calls media offensive in response to questions about the pulled immigration ad. But I see everywhere that it's pulled and everybody talking about how they pulled it and they won't air it. And it's racist and it's evil. But I can't get a hold of the ad. Glad my life ain't dependent on it, Kurt. Right?
Good point, Sam.
All right, Chelsea Handler's in the news, Kurt.
Yeah, you know, I've never
so they're really fine to cover this
lady, but you know,
we talked about her plenty of times, Kurt.
Yeah, I know. I should remember all these different Hollywood people, but the headline from WorldNet Daily, Joe Kovacs got the piece, Chelsea Handler goes topless to push for buxom vote. And it says she posted a topless image of herself on Instagram. And I guess he's a comedian, and this isn't that funny, if you ask me. But anyway, they say in an ostensible effort to help get out large numbers of voters, she went topless, and, you know, she says, vote like your life depends on it. So you've got, on the one hand, you've got James Dobson, saying that, you know, you've got to protect America and pray and, you know, figure out how to vote. And then you've got Chelsea Handler doing.
Well, I guess they agree on something, don't they, Kurt?
Yeah, that voting is important.
Yeah. So that's kind of an interesting twist. But I find that comical. They're running around begging me money to be able to play these ads, and then nobody will play them even if they take my money to play them. I don't think they're going to return my money. And then I try to run the ads for free, and I can't even get a hold of a copy of them. And what's a buxom vote, Kurt? What's that mean?
Typically, they use the word buxom to mean
large breasts and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Buxom blonde or whatever.
I don't know.
But I don't understand what the buxom vote is. Does that mean just the big vote, get out the big vote kind of thing?
I guess, Sam, it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, to me, it should get everybody out and vote against who she's representing, Kurt.
Yeah.
That's just my take. All right, there's a new poll out, Kurt, and they say only half of Americans have faith in democracy. Now, I want to know, Kurt, do you have faith in democracy?
No, I don't have faith in democracy because democracy
we gotta get you fired up,
basically.
Kurt. I might have to turn you up 10 times normal.
Yeah. Basically, it's two wolves and a sheep voting for it's for dinner, you know, and that's a dangerous situation.
And they make it sound like, oh, this is horrible. Everybody, you know, people don't believe in a democracy anymore. And stuff. First off, we don't have a democracy. Secondly, I don't believe in one either. I'm grateful 50% knows the truth. I wish it would hire.
Yeah.
50% believe in a democracy? That's a sad tale to tell. But what do you expect when guys running for Senate and guys that have been former governors run around and talk about a democracy, Kurt?
By the way, I sent you the link for something that says Donald Trump's political ad banned by the mainstream media, too hot for TV. Apparently it was being talked about on a talk show last night. It's 3 minutes long. I don't think the whole ad is, but the hosts are talking. And
yeah,
then
so what I'll have to do
ad.
Is trim that dude. And,
anyway, I just thought I'd tell you what I found.
You know, get it out of there.
So.
That's, at least we can find it somewhere. It is so hot to handle, I can't even get a copy of it.
Yeah,
it's kind of the
point.
Idea, you know. But I really think this is interesting how, you know, they complain that nobody will air it, Kurt. But then how do I air it? And I don't mean to be offensive, but I'm just saying, hey.
Good point. You'd think I went to the White House website and whitehouse.gov, and I'd think they'd have a little spot for radio stations. And those who want to hear their ads, you could have, you know, here's a list of our ads, and you could just download them or listen to them right there. Be cool. But
that'd be too easy. It'd take a little bit of work.
Yeah.
Probably the Inside Swamp Monsters won't help Donald get that part together.
Good point, Sam.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yet he could hire guys like us who would get it done in a heartbeat.
Yep, right.
Of course, he's probably not doing that, is he?
Yeah.
I wish you would.
Yeah.
Would be glad to kind of help the best we could and stuff like that. So, I mean, good you know. Point. All right. Well, let's see. What else do we got in the news before the end of the hour? We want people to really vote. I think you got to vote for constitutional principles every time. And I guess Donald Trump calling media offensive is kind of the biggest story. I mean, he's never done that before, Kurt. So that's pretty noteworthy. Right?
Good point.
I mean, have you ever heard Donald be so polite on the media? He's like, oh, they're offensive. He's usually a little more, I don't know what you call it, aggressive.
Great point, Sam.
Political ad banned by the mainstream media. Too hot, they say. It's 3 minutes long. I don't know if I can cue this up while you're talking, Kurt, but I'll try.
Yeah. Yeah, I, you know, when you look at, I don't know exactly where it starts. I know where they have some of the different guys that are commenting on it. I just wish that they would just play it. But then, of course, that would probably be upsetting to them, I guess. They apparently don't want people to know about, you know, what the president, as his advertisement says, you know. It seems like there's plenty of smut, et cetera, on so many of these programs.
All right, believe it or not, now that Kurt got it to me while he was talking, I was editing, and I got it ready to go here. Here is the ad they will not play.
The 7,000 migrant caravan crossing Mexico, marching toward our border. Dangerous illegal criminals like cop killer Luis Bracamontes don't care about our laws. America cannot allow this invasion. The migrant caravan must be stopped. President Trump and his allies will protect our border and keep our families safe. America's future depends on you. Stop the caravan. Vote Republican.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
So there it is, Kurt. And they say it's too racist and they won't air it. And I don't understand. How is that racist? He's simply saying that there are wicked people that want to breach our sovereignty, that want to assault our border. They've literally overrun the cops and abused and literally harmed police officers in Mexico, etc., as they've breached borders. Many of these people are violent. Donald's simply saying we've got to protect our border. I don't see how that's racist.
I couldn't agree more, Sam. It just, you know, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know what to say except he's right.
He is right. But again, Fox won't even go for it, Kurt. People, the more Donald's in office, the more you start to see people's true colors, don't you, Kurt?
Yeah.
I wish Donald would get us a 60-second version of that ad and send it to us and just say, can you guys please do me a favor and run a public service announcement? The national security of America is at stake here. Would you guys please help? And we'd be, absolutely, President. We'll get her done at our expense, sir.
Good boy.
But see, we don't, you know, how do you get to the Donald and say, hey, can you make a copy of that ad available for me and stuff like that?
Yeah. Well, good job. You got it. And it was a...
Well, that's because Kurt went and found it. See, it takes us all. We're just doing the best we can. I got to run the board and talk and write the news and edit the headlines and edit the audio. And Kurt's grabbing audio and talking at the same time. And, you know, we're just doing the best we can, folks. And I realize that some are just saying, well, man, you guys are just like substandard and stuff. Hey, if we had more cash, if we had more people, we could do a 10 times better job. We know what to do. It's just really hard when you're a one-armed paper hanger. Wait, is that racist to say? When you're playing tennis blind, it's kind of tough, folks. I can say that. They can't get me on that one, can they? All right, there you have it. All I'm telling you is we got to double down in support of God, family, and country. We got to protect life, liberty, and property. We got to stand on principle, vote today. And we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. We need your help, ladies and gentlemen. It takes us all. And we believe the new media taking center stage can really, truly move the needle towards the sacred cause of liberty. LibertyRoundtable.com for our talk show. LibertyNewsRadio.com for our network. Donate today. The Widow's Mite Radio Network could use your financial support. And we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.